today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about simple life in Islam.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Friday, is the 25th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Hadid, verse 20 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ.
Know that the life of this world is but amusement and diversion, and adornment and boasting to one another, and competition in increase of wealth and children. Like the example of a rain whose resulting plant growth pleases the tillers. Then it dries and you see it turned yellow. Then it becomes scattered debris. And in the hereafter is severe punishment and forgiveness from Allah and approval. And what is the worldly life except the enjoyment of delusion?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since love for the mundane world is the origin of all sins and the springhead of all errors, the blessed verse presents a telling deception of worldly life, its different stages and the motives dominating each stage. The five cycles of human life consist of neglect, amusement, luxury, boasting, and rivalry in respect of wealth and children.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Simple life in Islam is the topic of this episode of today's special. Things of comfort, outings, entertainment opportunities are not to be looked at as allowed and forbidden. We need to understand them as distractions. And distraction is a giant killer of progress and a major obstacle in one's development. It is an unwise step. The reason being then, when one indulges in these distractions, it leads to a waste of time, energy, and every other resource. Given that we have very limited resources, we can afford to waste them on distractions. Simple living, therefore, is not a mere moral or ethical formula. Rather, it is a key principle for a successful life. It is a safety device from all kinds of distractions, and saving oneself from distractions ensures that time, money, and energy is used in a better way to attain success in this world and the next after death.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In today's show, we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective on living a simple life. So living a simple life from the perspective of Islam is an embodiment of the religion's core principles. It promotes contentment, moderation, charity, humility, and gratitude by prioritizing spiritual well-being and meaningful human connections over material wealth and worldly desires. Muslims aim to find balance, peace, and fulfillment in their lives. It is a path of aligning one's life with the essence of Islam and embracing a simple yet profoundly meaningful way of living. The teachings of Islam guide individuals to lead that resonates with a spiritual depth and moral excellence. I hope that you find it quite informative and enjoy the show. I'd like to invite you to join us again in our upcoming session. Today we've talked about the simplicity, about the importance of a simple life and lifestyle from the perspective of Islam. And we looked at the treatment, we looked at the sunnah and the conduct of the Holy Prophet in brief also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to learn from these Islamic and divine teachings and act upon them, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
One of the secrets to simple living is starting creating space and time for what matters. Only you can decide what you've been clearing away all these things to make room for. More time with your family, space to start a new hobby, traveling to a place you've always wanted to go, or just a life that you no longer dread living. Some people find it helpful to write a list of their priorities and then compare that list to how you are spending your money. Is your number one priority supposedly your family and friends, but you spend very little time with them because of how much you work? Then maybe something needs to change. Of course, we all have responsibilities and a career is a part of the life. Financial independence is not a reality for most for us. But don't work your life away just to have money for things you don't even need.
Ya ilahi, anta rabbi, dhul jalali.
the last part of today's special, is it better to live a simple life? This question is something only you can answer. You get to pick what you want your life to be. Try some tips and ideas listed here and see where it takes you. A simple life might mean watching less TV to start baking your own bread. Or it could mean quitting baking bread because it drives you crazy and you finally have no time to watch a little TV. It's up to you. It's your time, your life, and your definition of happiness. Maybe you'll enjoy less stress, better wealth, and quality time with people you love. Maybe you'll find contentment with where you are right now. Or maybe you'll find that you are someone who enjoys the pursuit of more, more, and more. If it takes you happy in the end, there is truly nothing wrong with that.
Humble yourself before your Lord and before mankind. An arrogant person with people, when you see him arrogant, dealing arrogantly with people, he is also arrogant with God when he deals with God. How do we become arrogant with God? When I go home and tell him, God, where are you? Give me. You didn't give me today. I'm unhappy. I'm not going to pray. I'm not going to worship you. This is arrogance. This is arrogance when I fight with God. I'm not doing him a favor when I pray. I'm doing myself a favor. God is not waiting there, sitting there and waiting for my fasting and my prayers and my dua. God said to Moses, Moses, if entire mankind, they don't pray, I'm not going to be hurt. And if in the entire mankind, they pray and worship me, I'm not going to rejoice that. Nothing is going to change me. Neither they are going to hurt me nor benefit me. If they don't pray, they hurt themselves. They disconnect themselves from the source of love and mercy and affection. They disconnect themselves. God is not going to be hurt. So humble yourself before God. And you need in your life private moments to be alone by yourself. Don't let your parents watch you or know about your location or hear your voice or see your image. Be by yourself, whether it is your bedroom, whether it's the beach, whether it's the forest, whether it's the wood, whether it's the mountain, be by yourself and talk to God with a humility and converse with God. God loves to hear your voice. The prophet says sometimes we pray and God does not answer. Not because he doesn't want to answer. God says, because I need to hear this voice more. If I fulfill the need for him, he's not going to pray anymore. I'm going to lose his voice. So I delay his need. I don't fulfill it for him. I don't give it to him. So he keeps praying and I keep listening and enjoying his voice. God wants to hear your voice and your intimate voice, not your diplomatic voice.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي